And the party continues. It's obviously been louder than hell and funnier than hell as well. Live 105 is very, very happy to join Wolfgang's in welcoming to the fabulous Bay Area a star of big screen, small screen, and various screens in between, Sam the Roost Dennison.
Fucking somebody else. God, they take it so personally. And you feel just like Reagan. You go, well. Yeah, I did. I didn't mean to, but I did. I fucked up. I got night back in 1984. I was with this girl in Hollywood. I've been seeing her about a year, and I had, I felt like a real fucking jerk because I had like 8 affairs on her one year with other women. And it was like they were light things. They weren't heavy, passionate fucking relationships. They were, hot, you know, just like, you know, what happens in show business, you know. And I felt like a real fucking jerk. She was paying the rent. I was letting her, I'd like be with 3 girls in 1 day and come home and let her suck my dick. I was such a jerk. I didn't deserve to live. Oh, I was a fucking squirt, man. I was a real squirt. I felt like a jerk. Hey, man, how are you? That's the band with you? My friends from Cinderella, ladies and gentlemen! All right. Oh, this is going to be nasty here at San Francisco. Gonna be a party tonight. This is my last night of the fucking tour, man. This is it. This is the last show. This is it. I live. I did through it. I live through it. People were trying to kill me. They're going, you're sick. Yeah. Huh? Roxy? Yeah, we're doing the Roxy. But that's not like the tour, man. That's that HBO.
Pick up, Sam.
Hey! This is like Donahue's nightmare. Oh, God, oh! Not all of you at once! No, no! What's my nightmare? It's Donahue's nightmare! They're a real symbol of manhood for you, Donahue. Can we talk about this? How many times does the man get to break the law as president? You know, we went to Libya, we attacked the man's house, we killed his daughter. What's the difference between us and them? It's like, fuck you, you fucking. I like what we did to Libya myself, but that was all cool.
Fuck with us, we fuck back. Where's your house, pal? Where's the baby?
My kind of war, man. In by nine, out by five, it's over. You're home. Guys, you go home, you pop that butt. Your wife goes, how was work today? And you go, oh, we had a war. I thought I was going to get caught in that traffic on the way home. Our kind of war. Well, right, you know, he, I know what he's going through. Like I said, you know, I get caught in an affair. I know how he feels. I didn't want to talk about it either, you know. And I woke up and I had like eight affairs in 1 year with this girl. And I did the worst fucking thing I've ever done in my life. I so fucking felt sorry for her and I wanted to tell her the truth. I guess I don't seem like very much of a beast now. I did though. So I sat her down. I said, listen, I've had eight affairs on you. I'm not proud of it. But I don't want to lie to you anymore. You're a nice girl, and I just want to come clean. And if you want to break up with me, I understand. And, you know, it wasn't my fault. I'm in show business. You guys know how it is. You know, you go backstage after the show. The girl's there going, listen, I know you have a girlfriend. So why don't we be discreet? Nobody will know about it. We'll go to my house. We'll light some candles, some incense. We'll get high. And I'll suck your cock when you read aloud out of a book of 100-year-old erotic stories. And he said, there you go, now I'd like to go with you, but my girlfriend's on her period, and I'm going to go home and listen to her bitch about the cable vision girl. But... Thanks for offering it to me. These were the kind of situations it was, you know. I said, you didn't know any of these girls, I never saw them again. Nasty little adventure things, and I'm, you know, I feel bad about it. If you want to break up with me, I break up with me too. I'm a fucking jerk. And she was crying, you know, and she was going, don't leave me. Don't leave me, you know. And it touched me. It really did. I didn't hear the second part where she was going, because I haven't got you back yet. I didn't quite catch that part, you know. Can you go? I'll never be able to get you, you fucking bastard. So I thought, man, she wants to stay together. I found the most wonderful woman in the world. I can't believe it. People can actually forgive each other and go on with the relationship. I was so excited. And about 4 months later, September 1984. Oh, I remember this. That fucking bitch! That slimy, fucking, vicious whore. I mean, I fucked around, sure. I made some mistakes, but I didn't deserve this, folks. I wish I could say what I'm about to tell you is a fucking joke. Ha, ha, ha. I wish I could say, yeah, I just woke up one day and thought, well, I'll just write this. This will be real funny. This fucking, I never used the C word, but I'm thinking about it right now! I'm gonna go to fucking, I'm New York, I gotta fly to Los Angeles, it's a 5.5-hour flight. So I smoke a couple of joints. I'm on the way to the airport. I'm higher than shit, man. I'm going, this is great. I'm going to relax on the plane. I'm going to take a drink. I'm going to pass out. I wake up in L.A. So, you know, I'm high, man. I'm seeing Aztec temples and shit. You know? I was like, just help me get to gate 56, please. Let's get gate 56. You know? And she packed my luggage. And she packed a loaded 38 in my carry-on bag. I want to, you know, you fucking women, you know, you stick together. Yeah, good for her! Good for her! Yay! I'm high as shit, man. I'm going through the little square fucking box, you know, nothing goes off. I'm waiting for my bag. I hear, he's got a gun! He's got a fucking gun! I turn around.
there's four federal officers with their hands on their guns going, sir, step away from the luggage rack, please. Sir, step away from the luggage rack, please. You know, I'm sitting there and I'm looking around. That fucking bitch! Oh, that line. Fucking bitch. That's a two fucking shit. I get arrested, man. It's a fucking federal offense. It's a felony. Minimum sentence, 7 years in a federal prison. This is how this fucking bitch wanted to see me in a dress dancing for my fucking roommate in prison. They arrested me, man. I'm arrested. This is a true story. I get fucking arrested now. They take me into fucking fucking federal shit, you know? Jesus Christ, FBI, fucking county officials, airport security, local police. You know, I took four fucking sets of those kind of pictures and the four fucking prints, mail this one to the CIA, mail this one to the FBI. It's a federal crime. I'm sitting there going, listen, it's a vicious prick. This girl's trying to fucking make me look like a fucking jerk. So anyway, I didn't have any crime on my record. Doesn't mean no, none of it took place, folks. Just means there's nothing on the books. All right, so. We all have our flashbacks. All right, so. Time for these screens here. So anyway, I'm sitting there, man. I got out of it. I didn't get completely out of it. I had to, you know, it was like the pre-trial intervention thing. It's like, well, you've never broken the law before. I got the airport to drop the charges, but it was an illegally registered handgun. So for 2 years now, I've been writing a little 3x5 card every week, telling them where I'm at, that I'm having a good time, and I'm going to shoot. All because I told the truth. So guys, the whole point of this fucking story is you want to stay together, you want to keep your love alive. Lie! Lie right to your face. I love you, honey! God damn it, I love you! Pass me enough! What do you mean your pussy's not as tight as it used to be? You're out of your mind. I love you! You're the hottest fuck I've ever had. Lie to him! Lie right to their face. Kept anybody together. The truth is what fucking splits your ass up. Yeah. Don't start telling the truth. That's how come I know how these guys feel. I know how Poindexter feels. Yeah. Oliver North, I know how these guys feel. I feel the same way. You know, I'd really like to tell this story, but I just gotta go with the fifth. Oh, yeah, man. There's times you just don't want to talk. You know, a lot of people say, what were you doing with a gun in the first place? Well, I'm from the old school, folks. Call me old fashioned. Call me outdated. Call me primitive. I'm from that old school of keep a loaded gun in your fucking house. That's just where I was raised, Mr. Woo! Keep a fucking gun in your house for uninvited guests. If you don't believe in having a gun in your house, you ought to wear a t-shirt that says, hey, I don't have a gun, so why don't you break into my house, take everything I own, fuck me in the ass, make me suck my own dick, and then shoot me in the head. Just kind of wear it around, man. Yeah. But I still love women. Fuck it. I still love, I think women are wonderful. What else are you gonna do? Well, what's the alternative? Of course, I know this is San Francisco. I know some of you are already thinking about that alternative. And growing well, Sam, some of us have found out that women aren't completely necessary to having a girl. Some of us have found happiness without women. I feel like I'm at Mondale's election party.
I don't want to attack the gay culture.
God, they saw through me. They saw through me.
I don't want to. And I'd like to thank the gay community for giving us the Black Plague of the 80s. Thanks a lot. Well, that was a smart idea, guys. It wasn't like the gay culture was without social persecution to begin with, you know. It's like they were being treated like war veterans. Hey, man, all right. Socially, they had enough persecution. And somebody went, I know what that's doing. Let's really get their attention. Let's give them a disease. There's no cure. Yeah, thanks, guys. Great! Teaches you a whole new way to use the fucking restroom in a public place. Use your foot for everything, you know, to open the fucking door, flush the toilet, use the sink. You don't touch nothing, man. Wild disease, man. It's confusing, too. Confuses me because I figure, how the fuck can Ron Hudson be dead and Richard Simmons doesn't have a fucking cold? How the fuck? Come on. I mean, you know, with that door, I mean, what kind of clues do you have working with that? You know, you're a Batman. When you put a couple bucks on Simmons to go first, come on. Yeah, I gotta go with Rich for 50 bucks, man. Yeah, he looks too fucking happy. Yeah, he's having a good time. I gotta put my money on something. This is not a show. It's fucking a Robey's class. Look, I lost all my weight. I lost all my weight. So yeah, we know you lost it, Rich! Pretty easy to lose weight if you're gay. Really is. You push back a lot of plates. You miss some meals. Who the fuck wants to eat? Have you had a dick in your mouth all day? Oh. More pizza? How about some bread pudding? I lost all my weight. Oh, yeah, but now you did it. We know your favorite salad dressing. I'm from Illinois. I was raised in Peoria, Illinois. I woke up one day, I was about 15 and a half, and I went, what the fuck am I doing in Peoria? My relatives were scaring the shit out of me. They're coming to me going, hey, Sam, why don't you lose a few teeth, learn how to drive a tractor, and hang out, man? I'm like, what? I think I'm looking at destiny, man. You know? They don't take your word for it. But yeah, I moved out to Los Angeles about 5 years ago, and that just, the whole romantic aspect of the gay culture is what throws me, I guess. I can't understand the love romance part of it. You know? How does a guy look at another guy's hair and fall in love? How does that work? No romance, man. I mean, it's fucking romance. It's love. It's love. This is not just another man's hairy, smelly ass. This is him. This is the one I've been waiting for my entire life. Oh, they told me I was a fool. They told me I was wrong to dream. But I knew it would come along. I knew the guy's hairy, smelly little ass would show up in my life. I've had a lot of men's sweaty balls in my face, but this is love. This is such wonderful love. Like, no, it's a guy's hairy. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, somehow Los Angeles, I picked up the paper last summer. This is the darkest, sickest shit I've ever read in my life. Wait to hear this. This is going to kill me. I'm reading it. Now check this out. I'm reading the paper. It said they'd arrested a group of homosexual necrophiliacs in the Los Angeles area that had been going to mortuaries, pain of mind to come in at night, be left alone, undisturbed for a couple hours with the freshest male corpse. And I felt the same fucking way, man. What do you think? I thought it was, I was talking about a new game here. I'm reading the thing. Oh! Oh, thanks for the visual! I mean, I felt sorry for these fucking corpses, man. These guys are dead. They're defenseless. You know, you would think death is it, you know. You think like death could be the worst fucking thing that could happen to your ass, is that you're dead. What can top this, you know? That's gotta be it, you know? I mean, and death scares the shit out of everybody. You don't want to think about it. You don't even joke about it. You don't even imagine it. But you figure after you went through it, you know, you went through death. There's nothing else, you know? That's why I felt sorry for these corpses, because I know these guys were laying on these slabs. They're going, yeah. Well, I made it through life, and, death was coming, I was able to face death, and, well, I'm just ready to go to heaven now and be with Jesus, and, I made it. Hey! Hey, what's this shit? Oh, I don't fucking believe this! There's a guy's dick in my ass! Oh, God! I mean, life keeps fucking in the ass even after you're dead! Oh! Pretty scary stuff. People go, man, do you have to do jokes in fucking dead? Can't you write something a little more politically relevant? Maybe about the guy in Nicaragua that's doing 30 years in the missiles race? No! No, folks, I have to do jokes on stuff I know a little bit about. And I know a little bit about fucking the dead. I'm not proud of everything I've done in my life. Nobody said I was the Lord here. Yeah. I know what it's like to fuck the dead, folks. I was married for 2 fucking years! I know what it's like to stick my dick in a corpse! Oh, wrap your legs around me, move! Breathe at least that like I'm inside you! Oh, God, I fucked the dead! I fucked the dead! Oh! Is marriage tough or what, man? Jesus Christ. I've been married twice. If I get married again, I want a guy there with a drum set to do rim shots during the fucking vow. It's a joke now, alright? You plan to take her and you plan to be with her in sickness and health? I sure do. This isn't a vaudeville, eh? You know, death be apart? Yes. Yes. Hey, these are vows. These aren't jokes. No, I mean it this time. Sure. Oh, man, I've been married twice. I'm so glad I don't have any kids, man. Oh, God. These women would be using them on me. Are you kidding me? I'd be getting phone calls right now going, hello, Daddy? Daddy, Mommy said you're an asshole. You don't send us any money. We left the trailer in Arkansas. Daddy, my 18 some bitch. You fucker, I hate you. I wish I never come out of your dick. You fuck, you daddy. Yes, daddy. Now, Merry Christmas, Timmy. Thank you for calling me. Daddy loves you too. Now, put Mommy back on the phone. Yeah, put Mommy back on. Let me talk to Mommy. Oh, man, but there's no kids. I don't pay any child support. I don't pay any alimony. Those women just kind of have to get along. Best they can.
Go, girls, go!
But I'm trying, man. I fucking love women. You gotta work it out with them. Yeah, man. Fuck, you gotta work it out with them. The first thing you gotta do in a relationship is you gotta find out what it takes to make each other go,
shut up! I'll come back here and beat you like an ex-wife, you fuckhead!
Going home going, oh, I can get this. No, you're probably going, how can I get more mice in my ass? Oh. Put a rubber on it. It's an exciting new thing. I'm having fun. Fuck it. It's the last night of the fucking tour. I've got your money. I've got your cash. There's nothing you can do about it now. I could be like fucking, Sly from the Family Stone. Just go, I played it. I saw this show in LA, man. He was basing or something in the dressing room. The guy comes out, does like 15 minutes. Wanna take you high? People go, oh, come on, you fucker! You fuck! People like fill up paper accounts full of son of a bitch! I just spent $60 to hear two songs! Oh, you wind up has been bastard! I hated this guy. Well, I've got a new project. I'm trying to give Sheep the vote. I think we can do it. If they think we really get together, folks, and lobby for this. Congress is in a real exciting mood right now. They could change anything, you know? They could do anything. I think it would be nice if we could give Sheep the vote. Provides an alternative. It really does. Provides an alternative. America's done crazy things. Come on. 100 years women's rights. Shut up! I'll throw this fucking mic down and come out and fuck you on the table. God damn. This is performance art. It's not marketing on television where you're, oh, I'd sure like to have that phone. Yeah, I want to order 6 of those for Christmas. It's fucking art, man. It's performance art. I'm bearing my soul to you the way a guy does on death row. The way a man talks to a priest before he's about to be strapped into the chair and made into a fucking New York strip sirloin. See, I never went through this shit in the ministry. I never went through this in the ministry. You get to preach in church, nobody goes, oh, fuck you! You couldn't heal a head cold, you fuckhead! Heal this, you dick, heal this! You don't go do that in church. People don't heckle you. Yeah, sure, yeah, God created the world. Yeah. You don't go through. People sailing wafers back and shit. You don't go through. Of course, you also can't lay on the floor and go, oh, God, there's a guy. What's happening to that, Brother Kenson? What scripture is that? I used to preach. I used to be a minister. Hard to believe now, isn't it, folks? See how much you can change if you really put your heart into it. See what you can accomplish if you really want to with your life. Huh? Now, my folks were preachers, you know. My father passed away when I was about 18, and I pulled the old Julian Lennon thing. You know? I was like, oh, I'll do it. I'll pray like you. I'll preach like you, God. I'll do it. I'll be the best, man. I'll do it. So I'm going to do that for about 7 years. Man, church people are such fucking dicks. Such fucking dicks. Especially the really extremist Christians. These are such dicks. Our way or no way! God really loves you. Will you call us today and give us some money? God really loves you, but you know, if you don't serve him, he's going to fry your ass! He's going to dip you in kerosene to light a match, pal! You better become one of the Christian robot zombies! Oh, I love the Lord. Guys on television, man, they drive me nuts. I hate those fuckers. They never talk about the Bible. It's only some marketing idea, you know? So I kind of got out of the ministry, as you might have guessed. And, yeah, the fashion changes are, I sat on my folks since like 1978. I said, I'm going to quit the ministry. They go, what are you going to do? I said, they want to be a stand-up comedian. They went, ah! We thought you were serious. We thought you meant you were going to quit the ministry, man. Don't say no. But I never had a problem with God. There's so much people, man. There's so much people. God's pretty cool. I mean, I read the Bible. Jesus is a great character. Should read it sometime. He's a great character, man. Forget fuck church. I mean, read about this guy. He's cool. I mean, how many guys can come back from the dead and not scare the fuck out of everybody? He did it. Jesus is the only guy that ever crawled out of a grave where people didn't go, oh, ah! There's a dead fuck!
his grave! Am I the only one seeing this? Oh fuck, oh god, he's walking! Oh, oh, the dead lift, the dead lift! They walk among us! Oh.
Jesus comes back, nobody gets excited. Nobody loses it, you know. They can eat with the guy and everything, you know, it doesn't matter. Pass them on airplane. No problems. This guy had a tough life. Come on, man. First of all, the Son of God. You know what that sounded like to Joseph? What do you mean? What do you mean you're pregnant with the Son of God? You know Joseph was following around this little kid going, yeah, you better be the Son of God, I'll tell you that. I've never seen you walk on water, heal the blind. You better do it all, pal. If I catch you with a fucking paper route, I'm going to kick your mom in the ass. I'm not stupid. I'm not an asshole. You must have been a little prick to have to punish, too. Come here, Jesus. Come here, I'll smack you. Honey! You made Jesus give me back my hand! He took away my hand! Well, you did him. He's your kid! Yeah, that's a tough one. First of all, the guy could heal. I read this book. The guy could heal. If you can heal, can you imagine? The sick are going to find your ass wherever you go. Hey, I can heal. Oh, great, let's get it in. This guy couldn't take a piss, man. Jesus being in the bathroom going, Jesus, can you look at this? Give me some time, just a little bit. 5,000 people would show up with no food. He'd go, 5,000 of you, not one of you bought a sandwich? No, let me get it! There's always a dick in the crowd, too. So I'm going, you know, Lord, I don't want to cause any problem, but I can't eat fish. We didn't have God, maybe like a grilled cheese or something like that. I don't, you know, it's that fish thing, man. So Jesus says, yeah, God, I need 5,000 fish sandwiches and one grilled cheese for a dick. You can't eat what the rest of us do. Yeah, I wish he would have got drunk, man, one time. That would have been funny. Jesus, now you're too drunk. You can't breathe. Shut up! Now you fuckers that are blind, I'm not healing tonight. I hope you remember the way home. You came blind, you're going home blind. I figured he was under a lot of pressure at that Last Supper, man. Everybody's going, is it I, Lord? Is it me that'll betray you? He's like, oh, God, I don't even know. Will you guys do me a favor? Eat me! Here's your Last Supper. Eat this! Eat me! So the Bible scholars are going, oh, we can't write this. We can't write it. We can't say the Lord told his disciples to eat him. Here, and he grabbed his dick and said, here's your legs. We can't write that. I don't know that. Let's write the eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, or you have no life in you. How's that work? Yeah, that work for you guys? Is that good? Let's go with that. Jesus said, eat of my flesh, drink of my blood. I know several. I saw him on the cross, you know. On those movies, the crucifixion movies, Jesus is always on the cross. There's always 30 or 40 Christians standing around going, it's a shame that he has to die. And Jesus is always going, well, maybe I wouldn't have to be a ladder to bear a fire. That's all they needed, one creative guy. Some people are just thought to bring a fucking ladder and a pair of pliers. Could have been a whole different book. But I read the resurrection story. And man, when I was reading this, you know, because it says Jesus died and he was dead for 3 days in heaven, I realized right there he was never married. I knew there was no Mrs. Jesus running around because no wife would buy that fucking story in 100 years. You know, first of all, he leaves on Friday afternoon with 12 other guys. He's gone for over 3 days. No message, no way to get in touch with her.
He comes home Monday afternoon looking like shit, looking like he hadn't had any sleep. This ragged out wire. The Beastette singers over there, okay, so. That's Sam and the Beastettes. Get it out of your system. You know, it's easier to do this show if I can stay on the same train of thought. And I have to go to the fucking train terminal and take fucking different trains and different routes. I'm feeling pretty good, man. It's my last fucking night. I get to go home and pretend like I have a life for 10 fucking days. It's going to be wonderful. I'm excited. It's like, well, you get to drive your car for a week and then go pay for it for 6 months. you guys know me. What? What? I wanted to finish the Jesus story, but no, he wanted a scream. Let's have the Banshee contest here. I'm glad nobody drank before they came to the show. Donna Hughes nightmare, all right. Okay. We got several choices here, folks. Shut the fuck up, and I do the rest of my show. Yeah. Or I can stand up here and you can fucking scream and yell out shit and stuff, and make yourself look like a real fucking ignorant asshole to the person next to you, and embarrass the date of the group of people you came with. Or we can just drink some more. Is this how you want me to spend my last night? I have all these great fucking jokes, man, that I fucking write. That not just in 5 comics in the fucking world that can make a joke out of fucking the dead. I do that. I can. How many other people can take that fucking news story, make it art? You know, so I got a bunch of that kind of shit, but I can't tell it to you. If you're gonna fucking go nuts and act like it's a fucking Raiders game, man. Jesus. Fine by me, I got your cash. Don't piss me off, it's a whole different act. You won't like it. Ask my ex-wives. You won't like it. Oh well. Tell you what, let me take a fucking intermission here. I'm gonna walk off if you don't shut the fuck up. I'm not gonna play this. See how much easier it is to work like this? Fucking put yourself in my spot. I'm not trying to play some pampered show business prick, you know, that gets everything he fucking wants. And, you know, I don't want you to take the party, but man, make it easy for me, will you? Fuck. Let's be a team here. I'll tell the jokes, and you get to laugh. So, to get back to the fucking Jesus story! No, I'm having fun. This is great. See, it's Christmas time. I think they're going to find out that all the little missing kids on the milk cartons are Santa's fucking village. I think all the elves died and Santa's been stealing kids, making them build dolls. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa called to say, "Hey Satan, all my reindeer are sick, can I use some of your demons? On Slasher! On Cerberus!
Hey, it's Santa, what are you doing?
Get in the bag, bastard!
He's up in the fucking North Pole right now.
I want to go home.
Oh, shut up. Shut up and build up another dollhouse building.
build another sled, loser, loser!
It's my Christmas story. The story of an alcoholic divorce. That fucking bitch, she took my house! Fucking whore! Say, Sam, what's the greatest word you can tell us? Well, guys, it'd have to be this. Learn to lick pussy. It's the cure-all of life. That's why we're here. Come on. We're here for the sex. We're here for the nasty fucking fulfillment of what we can make each other feel. And guys, I'd like to tell you that are in relationships, you that have in women in your lives, you that are in love, because you know, you can tell by the clothes I'm not. Come on, look at this. This isn't how you dress when you go out to date women. This isn't how you dress when you're waiting for the school bell to ring. This look kind of says, who needs to walk home? Who needs to walk home? But for you guys that have women in your lives, do yourselves a favor, show them more sexual attention. Do it, trust me. Show these women more sexual attention. If you're fucking them once a day now, double up. Show them twice as much more attention and more time with them. Use their hair like the bridle of a fucking horse. Because after my second divorce, I said, hey, I bet if I learn how to fuck really good, I won't have to give away everything I own every 5 fucking years! So, do yourselves a favor, while you still drive the car, while you still sleep in your favorite bed, learn to lick pussy, guys. You have to do this. You really do. I know it's tough. We don't get the fucking sex education we deserve in this world. Guys, no, guys do not get adequate sex education. Women get a lot more information. Women get that little walk with mom when they're about 12 years old, and she goes, well, there's going to be a lot of biological changes coming up in your body. They get a gynecologist. They get all these pamphlets, all this information. They talk a lot more gravelly about their sexual adventures. Guys get that. That's what guys get. Nobody helps us. Guys are on their own. We have to figure this out by ourselves. Nobody helps us. I guarantee you, every single guy in this room right now, I'll make a bet, every guy here, the first time you had to lick pussy, you were on your own. Were you on your own, guys? Can we turn this up a little bit? Thank you. It's just not me, man. Every fucking guy is on it. That's why most guys lick pussy like they're painting a fucking fence. They don't know it. Why would they know? Nobody helped us, man. The government didn't send us any instructional manual on this. Mom and Dad are no fucking roadmap. You can't get information. Then go ahead, tell yourself. Go, hey, Mom, Dad. You know, I've got this girl I really like, and I'd really like to impress her, so... How do you lick pussy? If you help me with this, let me give a couple hints. Things that work for you and Dad. Yeah, good luck. They're not going to help you. Women won't help you. Women won't help you. Women won't give you a fucking clue. You can lick a woman's pussy the wrong way for 5 years and she won't tell you. She just lay there with that sexually frustrated look on her face. She won't tell you. She'll tell everybody, yes! She'll tell her mom, her girlfriends, her little sisters.
But he just doesn't like me right. He's not a sister. He doesn't know enough to shave and make his face really smooth. And he wasn't home after I come. But she won't tell you!
Guys are on their own! This is why I try to help. This is why I came to San Francisco. I tried to fuck him. I've been married twice. I've been through this shit 7 or 8 times. And I want to tell you stuff. I want to try and help. If I was in a car wreck right now, I said, Sam, what is the most important words you can tell mankind? They said, Sam, you got 10, 15 seconds left. Is there any message you want to leave your world?
Yeah, first of all, burn my corpse. Don't leave my corpse laying around there. Cremate my ass. I'm going to get that message through first, if you don't mind. And learn to lick pussy, right? Learn to lick.
My dream is that every guy walks out of here tonight knowing how to lick pussy better than he ever has in his life. I want to see every guy here walk out of this club tonight like an oriental lick master from the farm. Say, Sam, how is that possible? How can I be transformed into your average guy into an oriental lick master from the farm? Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you some things that women don't tell us. I don't know why they don't tell us, but they don't tell us. First of all, guys, keep a glass of water by the bed. Keep your mouth wet. Trust me on this, guys. I'm lucky I have a fucking face. Keep your mouth fucking wet. Otherwise, you're going to go to work Monday looking like you fell off your bike on the way to school. You're going to go into work going, oh, God. Ah, what happened to your face? Looks like you fell asleep under a sun lamp. Shut up! Why doesn't she use cream rinse, God? She takes a shower. It's right there. Why doesn't she use cream? I want to tell you something, guys. It's going to fucking change you. It's going to transform you into the Oriental Lick Master. Here's the secret. Here's what you do. The next time you have to lick pussy. The next time you have to make an impression on a woman you care about. She deserves 100% of your sexual creativity. You want to be the darkest, nastiest chapter in her fucking sexual life. Here's what you do, guys. Lick the alphabet. Trust me on this. Lick the fucking alphabet. Say, Sam, are you saying I can be transformed into an Oriental Lick Master if I lick the alphabet? Yes, that's all you have to do. It's an easy diagram to remember. Big capital letters, just go. She thinks you're from Europe or something. You're going, oh, God, where did you learn that? I'm going A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It works! It fucking works! I don't want to dwell on this.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I don't want to dwell on this. I don't enjoy this kind of comedy any more than you do. But they love capital T. I don't know what it is, but out of the 26 letters, they love fucking capital T.
It's like, more T! More capital T!
And a lot of guys out there going, Sam, I don't need this. I don't need the alphabet. I'm a confident lover. I do my job. Well, I'd just like to tell you that you will do the alphabet. I make you a little bet. I guarantee you guys, the next time you lick pussy, I don't care if it's in 3 hours or in 3 months, guess what little thought's going to walk in your mind? Let me show you how the subliminal thought process works here, all right? You're going to be licking away. All of a sudden, you're going to hear the haunting theme. You're going to go, wait a second. That's the haunting alphabet. God damn, Sam Kinison, that's right, the alphabet. I was doing a W and I didn't even know it. Well, while I'm down here, why don't I write a letter to Santa? It works! It works. I'm just trying to help. I swear to God, I'm just trying to help. I think I do a lot better job than that fucking bitch, Dr. Rue. Fuck her. Fuck Dr. Rue. That fucking bitch. I hate her guts. She's 200 years old. Good sex with Dr. Rue. There isn't anybody alive that's had good sex with Dr. Rue. She's really really fucking old.
Take the man's penis.
Yeah, when's the last time you saw a man's penis, Doctor? Huh? Can you remember? Can you draw one for us without looking? Huh? Right now! Who was president then? What's the last time you saw?
Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, did we have cars in or did you suck dick on horseback, Annie Oakley? Talk to me, Dr. Brown! You don't need Dr. Ruth, folks. Fuck her. She should be at a Haagen-Dazs somewhere making milkshakes. Hey, Dad, listen to her one day on the radio. She goes,
if the man's penis is too small to satisfy the woman, then it's certainly acceptable for the woman to use a dildo or a vibrator and pleasure herself later after she's pleasured the man.
So I'm listening to this fucking psycho babble propaganda. I'm trying not to rip the fucking steering wheel off the column. I mean, I'm going, yeah, that's a nice thing to tell a fucking young couple, Dr. Ruth. That's real nice. Yeah, girls, if his dick isn't big enough, we'll just fucking get him off. Then take a mechanical device and fantasize about somebody else later. Yeah, thanks, Dr. Ruth. That's gonna put the spark back in the fucking marriage, you stupid, destructive fucking force bitch. You know, guys think if you marry them, you marry them. You marry their dick. Doesn't matter if your dick goes from here to the beach. She married me. She married mine. That's what guys think. Guys think they are enough. They're sitting there making love to the wife, going, you're my wife. We're going to share lives together. This is going to be fun. And because of Dr. Ruth, these women are going, yeah, yeah, when you're through there, Mr. Tonko Doyer, like a shot at it. You want to plug it in on your way out of the bedroom? Come on! Some dick moving! Oh, the grinding noise, I disturbed my advisory. Guys, well, yeah, thanks to you, Doctor. My wife's fucking a lawnmower. You don't need Dr. Ruth, folks. You don't need anybody. Just need each other, man. Tell each other what you want. Tell each other what you fucking want. Ladies, just tell us. Just fucking tell us. We'll do it. If we know what it is, will we do it, guys?
Yeah!
We'll do it!
Yeah!
If we know what it is! If there's some little thing that we're not doing, some little detail we're not aware of.
Just tell us!
See? The voice of reason speaks out. Because that's what I like that kind of one. I like that sexual kind of honesty. You go home with a woman, she goes, come on! Get those fucking pants off. Get them off! Let's see what Santa gave you for Christmas, mister! They suck your dick, they suck your fucking dick, pal. None of this Christian shit. I don't know if the Lord... None of that shit, man. They go for it like... You just hope you see it again. You hear those fucking suction noises? It's like, hey, be nice. Be nice, come on. Did you eat it there? You alright? It has to stay on, don't try it. It's gotta fucking stay on. You get ready to make love, she goes, put a helmet on that soldier! Put a helmet on it, goddammit! Bevis goes, will you fuck me harder? Fuck me harder! You go, oh, shit. It's like slamming my dick into a wall. I know, fuck you harder. Hold on. Oh, shit. I know. You want it harder, huh? Okay. Let's try it like this. Now you want it harder? Come on! Durs! I give it to you harder! Durs! Durs! God damn it! You guys have a great job at Christmas! And then a good time! For the last night, my fucking tour, I appreciate you coming out and selling out of my dick, man! Let me hear you scream!
dickhead, a motherfucker, a cockhead, a fuck, a dick, boo, go back to where you belong, we don't even like you, boo.
Out there until he's going, Sam! Sam! Oh, you fucker! Why are you at the airport? Sam! Just set him up. Oh, I'm having fun. Ronnie and I are doing another movie called Caddyshack 2. It's the sequel! I play his divorce lawyer. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Get this album out called Louder Than Him. Makes a perfect Christmas gift to the woman that isn't in your life anymore. Send her a copy of this with a little note that says, thinking of you. Huh? Yeah, it stays here. It did tonight. I wanted to ask you something. Will you guys do me a favor? Stop sending any money or any food or any support to World Hunger Organization. Stop sending these fuckers another bite, man. I know it's tough. I know they use that little kid. He's out there going, the voiceover's always, won't you please help? How can you sit there on your well-fed American ass with food in your refrigerator, food in your pantry, and your central air and heat hub? Wow, little Haji. Won't you please help? You know, you're sitting there and you can barely make your fucking cable vision bill. They're asking you to give up one of the fucking movie channels to feed some guy and his 12 kids over fucking Africa or someplace. You're like, yeah, we sure like to help, man, but I like my HBO. You know what I'm saying? I'm not giving up the titty channel. Just sort of fucking... No way. It's tough, though. You sit there and you watch that commercial and you go, fuck, I'm sad. Oh, cool. Because I know the film crew could give this kid a sandwich. They're right there. They can feed him! The cameraman's in his face going. The director's right next to him with a cookie going, they can't see me out there, can they? Get it, Hazzy! Get it! Get that cookie, son! Get it! Oh, they know what they're doing, folks. They're professionals. They do this a lot. You want to stop world hunger? Stop sending them food. Don't send these people another fucking bite. You want to help them? Send them U-Hauls. Send them luggage. Send them empty boxes. Send them a guy there, Jose. We just drove about 750 miles across the desert with your food, and it occurred to us that there wouldn't be world hunger if you people would live with the food in! You live in a fucking desert! Say that you live in a goddamn desert! Nothing grows here! Nothing's gonna grow here! Mahupa! Tindal! Come here, sheep, come here! You see this, huh? You see this? This is sand! Yeah, sand! You know it's gonna be 100 years from now, huh? It's gonna be sand! You live in a fucking desert! It's your kids! Get all your shit! We'll make one trip! We'll take it where the food is! We have deserts in America! We just don't live in them! Asshole! Wow.
Mr. Carl LeBeau, ladies and gentlemen. We just did 61 sold-out shows in 41 cities, including this one, man. And we met each other about 5 years ago at the Comedy Store in L.A., and I thought he was funny, he thought I was funny, so we made a little deal. We said whoever made it first would help out the other guy. And this is our first tour together. We've been waiting to do this for 6 fucking years, man! We love you! We thank you for coming out! You made our night! You sold out our gigs!